Yeah, Blue Dead. Today's December 7th. Mom, do you remember where you were on Pearl Harbor Day?
I was in the back bedroom at the old house on Longfield inside the racetrack. It was Sunday afternoon. We had the radio on, and I was ironing clothes for the next day in school when they broke in and said that Japan had bombed Pearl Harbor. The next day, I remembered that President Roosevelt declared war on Japan.
How old were you then?
Probably 14.
How did the adults around you react?
I don't remember what the adults did or what they said or anything. I just remember that we heard it on the radio. Another thing I remember about that big old house on Longfield was that May and I slept on the bunk beds. May on the bottom, me on the top. Mom got sick, and Dad put the bunk beds in the big kitchen where it was next to the cook stove because we kept it going all night. Mom made a noise. Dad turned over to get out of the bed, and he fell on the floor. The next day, he put a rail up on that bed so that I wouldn't fall out and get hurt. I had slept on it for lots of years and had never fallen out. And of course, no one ever fell out again.
So you talked about living on the racetrack in a big old house. How long did you live there and why did you live there?
We probably moved there about 1934, 35. It was shortly after the Depression. In fact, the Depression was still going on. Dad worked at the racetrack, harrowing the track, helping to run the starting gate, anything that he was needed to do. And the house was sitting empty and kids were destroying it. So
Was it the only house in the area?
it was the only house in the area. It was down by the mile starting post in the chute, they called it. And they told Dad that he could move in and live rent free to keep other kids from coming in there and destroying it. It was a big 13-room house,
Oh my word.
and we lived in the downstairs, and we kids played a whole lot in the upstairs and had a lot of old bed sheets and things of that sort that we made a stage with with a curtain in front of it, and we used to hold plays up there. There were enough of us to do that. We lived there till I was 14 years old when they bought the house on Fifth Street, and they tore the house down, and it now is the south entrance to the parking lot, going into the clubhouse parking lot.
So how close was the house actually to the racetrack? Did you guys have really good seats for the races?
Well, we had good seats to the races when we'd go out on the roof over the porch
Oh.
and could watch from, we could watch the start of the mile races because the starting gate was right by the, probably 50, 60 feet from the front porch of the house. So we had good seats to see the races started. We couldn't see them very well after they got out of the mile chute, but we still had a lot of fun there. We played a lot. All the kids in the neighborhood came and we played. It was just a fun time to grow up. Our Derby Day was a great day to see the ladies with their big hats and their high heel shoes and their summer dresses on, as they would walk over to to the racetrack. They had parked in parking lots over on Longfield. And when they came back in the afternoon, they came back carrying their hats and their shoes and walking barefoot.
They looking pretty trampled, huh?
Oh, they look like trampled, yeah. Yeah, but it was fun living there. Really, yeah. Really had a good time. We had a 8-foot fence around our yard. And at the time that we moved in there, there was no indoor plumbing. So we had our favorite little outhouse out in the backyard. Dad raised chickens in the springtime for us to have to kill and eat through the summer. He finally put some plumbing in the house to where we had an indoor toilet and a bathtub that he drained out into the field because there weren't any sewers down Longfield when we first moved in there. So we got to see those being built too. So it was a lot of fun.
So you guys played a lot in the house. Tell me about playing in the stable, in the barns.
In the barn. Okay, barn number 7 was just at the end of what we claimed as our yard.
And is it still called barn number 7 now?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not even real sure that barn is still there. But we always said that our front yard was Churchill Downs' barn lot. And we could go up and play in the barns. Now, not during times of the races, but when the races weren't running, we'd go up there, and the floor of the barn was packed clay so they could walk the horses on it and it wouldn't hurt the horses' feet. But they also had the stables then, and above the stables was the hayloft where hay was kept during the races. And we'd play hide and seek up there and catch, and we'd run from one end of the barn to the other end, climb up a ladder, go in the hay barn, and run down to the other end and jump off. Now, nobody ever got a bone broken or anything ever happened to them, but we could have all been killed, and if our mothers had known what we were doing, we probably wouldn't have been killed, but we had a problem anyway. So